Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
You just showed up here. Like, I turned around and boom, I've got three people sitting here. Yeah. Who are you?
We are Night Guest. And
I'm Donnie.
Yeah, introduce yourselves.
Yeah.
And what do you play? And what
drums.
Do you do?
I play drums.
Sort of.
Yeah, I kind of play drums.
Just kidding. Drummer jumps. And I'm Noelle, and I play keyboard, organ, and sing.
And I'm Will. I play guitar.
And you're here because you're playing a big show at the Social Room in Cleveland Heights on Lee Road this Saturday at 8 p.m.
That's correct.
Tell the listening audience what's going to happen, the fun stuff that's going to happen this Saturday night.
Well, you can expect a wild show from us for sure, but
I'm saving my energy, right? I'm conserving everything to just melt faces.
For Saturday, yeah.
So it starts at 8, right?
Well, you know,
yeah.
You can show up casually.
I think we probably won't play till around 9.
Yeah. I would say come at 9. Or if you want to get drunk with us at 8, that would be cool, too.
And you guys, I have to admit something. I live in Cleveland Heights, so I actually hung out with you guys a few weeks ago at the bar.
That's correct.
I didn't get drunk, but I mean, I was drinking. You guys know how to drink.
I do.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of practice.
They do. But the interesting thing is it only takes one for me, so.
That's true.
I do know how to drink one beer.
Yeah, I remember.
Get drunk off one.
I came into the bar and I was like, "All right, I'm meeting the band." And you're sitting there and you had half a beer down, and you just started talking like a lot to me. And I was just like, "Wow, what is going on right now?" It caught me off guard. But
yeah, she really does turn into David Lee Roth.
I do.
Your alter ego, Noelle.
You have to watch
David
out
Roth.
For me.
And all the high kicks
on his 21st birthday.
It was a legitimate situation.
That was one of those pumpkin ones, right?
Yeah. I forget which one.
Yeah. Well.
But either way, it was like. Over 10%, that's danger.
And it's good to take it slow. I mean, you had a straw, which was a little weird, but,
you
know.
I didn't have a straw. But, I don't think I even finished it. Either way.
And the Social Room, do they have a lot of music there?
They don't. They should have more, but every once in a while.
They got a good open mic on Mondays.
Yeah.
They do, and Tuesdays.
With
and
Alex.
Run by, Zayla.
He's
playing with us with his band, Listen Little Man.
Yep.
Who are great.
So he's playing with you on Saturday.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
That's going to be super exciting. I really enjoy their music. It's really good.
So tell me about Night Guest. How would you describe your music?
Well, I always say it's salty and sweet in a way because I have this nice piano happening, and then Will, if you would describe your raunchy guitar. It's pretty eerie. There's definitely an eerie, ominous tone overall. But I think it's a nice even blend. It's salty sweet, you know.
It's fuzzy, and rocking.
It's definitely rocking. There's a lot of, we don't have like your slow dance song, so if you were hoping to come and grab your lover and slow dance.
No slow dance.
Don't exciting. Really have that kind of music for you, but you're definitely going to be moving around, I think, a little bit.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and play one of my favorite
absolutely.
Songs. This one is called Coats, and this is Night Guest here on Neo Rocks.
Thank you.
I really like this ending. It's still going. You can't hear it, but it's still going.
Really?
And you know that because you wrote the song.
Well, I didn't write that part. The guy recording us just slammed his hands all over my keyboard, is what actually happened. So, was I supposed to share that? I didn't write the song. No, I did. We did write the song, but that was a nice surprise, fun ending. And
why would he just slam his hands on the keyboard?
When you're drinking, you know.
Okay.
No,
I think it was an homage to Space Hog. Actually.
That's actually what I was thinking. Space Hog, absolutely.
The end of that song that I don't remember what it was called. It's going to come to me.
When I was in ninth grade, I won a CD. Somebody from WMMS came by and for our class, and they were talking about music and the industry and all that. And I answered some trivia question correctly, and I won a Space Hog CD. I remember that.
Great.
What a wonderful gift.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know where it's at right
nice
now.
Memory.
Anyway, hey Donnie.
Yo,
how you doing?
I'm good.
Noel's making fun of you in the break for not talking. And this is a first on Neo Rocks, by the way. The night guest actually broke up during the break.
We're back
and
together.
Now they're back together all of a sudden.
We have a medical team sitting right
here. I don't know why you had to punch me so hard.
I mean, sometimes you need a break.
Deserved it.
No, well.
Will there be any punching at the social room this Saturday?
For sure.
No.
You can't rule it out.
That's funny. Well, of course, we are here to talk about your gig and not punching.
Right.
Social room this Saturday. You said about 8 p.m. People should get there?
I would get there. I'm getting there at 8, so you should, too, and hang out with us.
Well, if you're getting there at 8, you're in the band, though.
Well, yeah, but I have roadies.
Oh,
so I'm, you know, they're going to... So I'm just kidding.
That's the last time you call me roadie.
You can't see this. They're actually rolling their eyes at you right now.
After every gig, I'm like, how much can I pay you tonight to move this keyboard?
Thank goodness you don't play drums.
That's true. But.
So what else you guys have going on? Night Guest, you have a video that you're working on, correct?
That's correct. We're working on a music video for our song called Evergreens. So we have all kinds of fun ideas. That song actually, to me, it means a lot to me, but you probably won't be able to tell by any of the lyrics. It has a very fantasy kind of vibe. It puts you in a nice dreamland, in my eyes, you know, and my ears, I guess, but it definitely puts you in a very nice place as far as, like, being able to imagine what's happening there. A lot of imagery, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Most people think it sounds scary.
Well, I don't think so. It has a nice tone to it, I think, but there definitely is, like, a harder rock side to, well, everything we play.
So how do you write? Is it, do you all come together and you fight in a big room and break up and then get back together again? Or is it like, how's the process go for you?
Honestly, you know, we'll go down to our rehearsal spot and I think, you know, Will always comes up with the greatest riffs and licks and so I always get into it right away. But unfortunately for him, I make him play it, I'm not kidding, probably 15 minutes straight and I'll just listen over and over and I'm writing like a mad woman, just lyrics are everywhere, and then I come up with a melody right away, usually, and we just kind of, it's like we're little kids, I'm like, ooh, how about this, how about that, and most of our songs, they come together within a night or two, and then we just kind of brush them up throughout the few weeks.
What was funny was, when we first started this project, I thought that it would be like more of a mellower thing, and I was used to playing, kind of a scuzzier guitar kind of sound. But every time that I would, you know, try to, you know, kind of lay back and play clean to, like, you know, a bright sounding piano, Noel would always keep telling me, turn up the distortion. Louder,
like, well, dirtier. Yeah, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's one of the interesting things about your sound. You don't have a bass, correct?
Yeah, just my fingers on my left hand.
Right. So you have the keyboard, you have the drums, you have the guitar, which gives it a very unique sound.
It's a nice...
The guitar's tuned down to C.
Yeah.
So it helps a little.
Is that what it is? I was trying to figure that out. Seriously.
It's like basically a baritone guitar.
That's cool. Yeah.
So there's a lot of... Actually, there's a lot of times where, like, it's too... Not to say there's too much bass, but it is a heavy, thick sound, I think, on the lower end. So it's... But again, it balances out. It's good.
Donnie?
Yeah.
You agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
I just got him with his eyes closed.
Well, you had mentioned the song Evergreens. You want to hear that right now?
Yay.
Good, because you don't have a choice. I have the mouse. Here's Evergreens. Here's Evergreens by Night Guest on Neo Rocks.
When the flowers bloom, no one back.
thank you for tuning in to 88.7 WJCU. That was the band Night Guest with the song Evergreens.
You're in the band, man. What's going on? I gave you the mic, and I'm like,
I was
come
trying
on.
To dramatically pause.
Right. That was a dramatic forget.
Also, I forgot.
Right, he was texting.
The hamster on the wheel in your brain.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny.
That was a moment.
Night Guest, Social Room, this Saturday, along with Zayla. Where is the Social Room located?
Well, Social Room's at, like, the Cedarly Strip, I call it. Who knows what it really is, but it's just a nice... a string of, you know, little coffee shops and bars.
Yeah, it's right by a gyro place and a Buddhist center.
That's correct. The Social Room actually used to be called Cobalt. I actually had a few people say, Social Room, what is that? So I had to go back to Cobalt days. But
which, if anyone doesn't know, is a reference to Heights High. It was the Social Room was what was right next to what was technically, I guess, the lunch
cafeteria.
Area. The cafeteria.
Yep.
And the Social Room, it is on the same side as the Cedarly Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
Awesome. Terrific. Well, we're I wanted to ask you about this next song that we're going to play here, and I know you have a good story about it. Before we get to that, where can people find you online if they want to search for your music?
You can look us up on the good old Facebook, and Night Guest is one band, word, Night Guest. And we also have a Reverb Nation, which you can hear the three songs that... Well, the two that we've played and the third one that we're going to play soon. And check us out. Check out our cool pictures.
Yeah, ReverbNation.com/Night Guest. Surprisingly, there's no, like, Night Guest 1993 ABC or anything like that. It's just Night Guest, which is
well,
good.
We tried to sign up for a band camp, and they were trying to get it to be nightguestband.bandcamp. So we were going to make it nightguestband.band.band.bandcamp. But we figured that probably wouldn't be the greatest.
Well, thankfully, ReverbNation.com/nightguest is good.
Because it was, you know, it didn't cost any money.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a plus.
Right.
Now,
exactly.
Now you were talking off the air, and sometimes I really wish our listeners could actually hear what's going off the air.
More interesting.
But you had a story behind this last song that we're going to play from you, Ghost.
Yeah. It's not the greatest story. It's just, sometimes it's a beautiful thing when this happens with music. It comes... here and there, this will actually happen, but Will, guitar player, left the rehearsal spot to smoke or cry. I'm not really sure which one. But he left, and he comes back in, and Donnie and I are playing this riff over and over again. And we wrote this song within the time he, you know, wiped his tears up. So he came back in, and I was like, pick up the guitar, play these, you know, chords. And we wrote this song within... you know, a couple hours or whatever. So it was really great to... I mean, it's a simple, straightforward, upbeat, like, pop-punk song. So, but I think
It's also a revenge song.
Yeah, it's a revenge song. And I didn't realize it at the time, but it's a little darker than...
Will, why did Noelle make you cry?
Look, no one's saying that she made me cry.
Donnie, does Noelle ever make you cry?
Yeah.
I think she makes hesitation.
Yeah, she makes the band cry occasionally. Yeah. She's very hard on the band.
I don't think that's true. She's a sweetheart, right? Of course.
Well, with the on-air symbols on, right? That was a sign.
I'm afraid for the break.
Yeah.
She rules the band with an iron fist.
Night Guest.
Ow.
I know. Why did you do
that?
Yeah, why did you do that? That was... Ow. Don't make me come over there. Thank you guys for coming down. This Saturday night, Social Room, Zayla opening up, 8 p.m., or at least that's when you'll arrive.
We're opening.
Yeah,
oh, you're
opening. We're not the great, you know, we're not the cool band of this,
gotcha.
This show. No, that's not true, though, because I've seen a bunch of great openers before and took down their info and totally researched them. That was a lame story. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just going to finish this up by saying if any of our listeners see you guys just hanging around the Social Room, they should definitely ask you to play pool with them.
Because I'm great at pool, right?
Right.
I'm truly, I beat everyone. You would know.
You're the only person I shoot pool with, because you're the only person I have a chance of winning the game at.
Oh, that's really depressing.
And this will continue off the air. Night Guest, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Here is Ghost on Neo Rocks.